the briefcase. From the very beginning, I loved my glasses. The eye test made me feel important. I wanted to be colourblind as well, for some reason. I was never teased about them as a child, not even at the grammar school, where daily they would mock my briefcase because it was not made of leather. As I recall, there was only ever one boyhood jibe aimed at my glasses, and this a fairly oblique one. "Oi, double glazing! Where did you get that plastic briefcase?" In adult years, I got a lot more trouble. On one occasion, a rabble threw rubble at my glasses. It was after this that I decided to take action. I bought myself a leather briefcase, and the next day set out to face my building site tormentors. Somehow the briefcase in my hand was a stand against a land which had gradually lost its magic for me, a joyful absurdity in the face of the tragically commonplace. As I approached the contractors, for once it felt like my world again. "What have you got in the briefcase then, Four Eyes?" was the question. "Power," was the reply. "The power of the human imagination." And I walked proudly and steadily past them in a shower of flying masonry.